start off this sermon with a couple of questions.
Now, you don't need to raise your hand or close your eyes and
or even nod your head.
This is going to be a silent affair. And just answer within yourselves. Look back on your week. Reflect on the events that have taken place. And then ask yourselves, am I weary? Have I been carrying a heavy burden? And are you glad that you have Christ in your life? And are you thankful that you have Christ Church as your church home? All right, that's more than a couple of questions.
Jesus says in Matthew, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." My hope is that this is happening for you here and now, this morning. Jesus could have truthfully said, "Come to me, all y'all," because we are all experiencing the weight of life. We all need rest. We are all in need of renewal of spirit and soul, and we need to be refreshed. Our hope is that when we gather here, we find it. That we feel Christ's presence here. Come to Jesus. We often hear this phrase used like this. Oh, he's experiencing a come to Jesus moment. And it usually describes a time in someone's life or our own when we need to turn around and do some repenting. To turn away from a sinful, messed up life or a series of events where we've made some bad choices or when something awful has happened in our lives and we think it's our fault. So we better get right with God. But we should have several come to Jesus moments each day. Not just when something bad happens or some terrible event, but each time that we feel frustrated, discouraged, disheartened, or in just need of a nap. Come to Jesus in prayer, in daily devotion, in reading Scripture. I know we're all busy and we are overwhelmed with the responsibilities of what we do because that's life. But remember to come to Jesus. I recently re-downloaded my old Bible app to my iPhone. And I used this a couple of years back, and I thought, well, I'm reading enough. I'm studying Scripture enough. I don't need this extra little thing filling up my phone. But I found out I do. So it's a pretty good resource for me. It has every version of Scripture that you can think of. You can just click on it, and it becomes what you want, which verse you want to hear. Daily scripture readings, devotionals that you can tap into for a few days or a week, prayers and so forth, meditations. I do have a daily devotional, and I read it in the morning, and I have found that this little Bible app has become a nice supplement. The verse yesterday was this, Hebrews 13:8.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In today's, I had to add this in because it just popped up on my phone before service. Romans 8, verse 18. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. Sometimes the readings are pretty timely. My practice is to read the day's verse a few times and then go back to yesterday's and read it one more time before deleting it, because I choose to receive those verses through my email. And I already have 2,000 or so emails sitting there. I shouldn't clog it all up. But then throughout the day, I'll visit that verse again. Some days, several times. Because it is my simple way to come to Jesus. A bigger way to come to Jesus is, one, come to church, or maybe consider going to, oh, God forbid, a church conference, a convention, a retreat, a prayer study, or a bigger event like the week-long Episcopal Youth event that just finished up in Baltimore, Maryland. And this is a church-wide event that happens every 3 years. And in the beginning of the week, one of the guest speakers was the Right Reverend Dion Johnson, the Bishop of Missouri. Bishop Johnson just had a wonderful message for the youth. But one quote sticks out in my mind. The only gospel that some people will read in this world is you. The only good news that some people will hear is you. And that's something to think about. So this bishop had a very good message, and I want you to remember that quote. So for some people, their come to Jesus moment may only happen because of you. Because you came into their life. You interacted with them in a loving, caring way. They saw Jesus through you. A kind action or word, a beautiful form of evangelism, isn't it? We can perform it anytime, anywhere. We are all in need of rest of body, refreshment of spirit, and renewal of soul. And isn't it powerful when we can come together here and have a Jesus moment together? Amen.